Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all Healthy Organics Plus shoppers. As the region's oldest natural food grocery shop, we are proud to bring you the freshest locally sourced products available. And we encourage customers to take advantage of our latest offering, hands-on cooking classes, held every month here at this store. You'll discover great recipes and learn how to make delicious new dishes. Not sure if they're for you? Right now we're giving away free samples of the amazing healthy drinks that our instructors can teach you how to make. Come to the front of the store and try some.
Number 71.
What does the store mainly sell?
Number 72.
According to the announcement, what is new at the store?
Number 73.
What can customers do at the front of the store? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Mingzhu. It's Gabe from the Advertising Association. I'm calling about the panel discussion on digital advertising that you're hosting at our upcoming conference. Nell Reed called this morning to say that she might not be able to take the time off to participate in the panel after all. Since that kind of change would affect your preparations, I wanted to make you aware of it. I'll call you again when we know for sure one way or the other. Oh, and speaking of preparations, I'm almost finished with the set of suggested questions for your panel. It should give you some ideas about topics to cover.
Number 74.
What will the listener do for a conference?
Number 75.
What does the speaker say Miss Reed might do?
Number 76.
What is the speaker preparing? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Finally, I'd like to remind you all that we'll have an important visitor on Friday. Lou Bonnet, a high-ranking official in the French Embassy, is coming to discuss the benefits of a possible trade agreement in our industry. Now, we'll want to make a good impression on Mr. Bonnet and his associates. Please take a few minutes on Friday morning to straighten up your desk and the space around it. Just make sure everything looks neat when they come in at 11. I know this request is a little annoying when you're all so busy, but I'd really appreciate your cooperation, and I won't forget it. Thanks.
Number 77.
Who will visit the speaker's workplace?
Number 78.
What are listeners asked to do?
Number 79.
What does the speaker imply when she says,
I won't forget it?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Miss Hickson, this is Brian Laird from McLanton. We met when you applied here for financing for your contracting business a few months ago. While we weren't able to help you then, we have a new type of small business loan that you may qualify for. Now, I realize that you might have already received the money you needed from another financial institution, but I wanted to make you aware of this option in case you haven't. The terms of this loan would be quite similar to what you are seeking. I sent an email to the address you provided on your loan application. Please look over it to see if you would be interested. Thanks.
Number 80.
Where most likely does the speaker work?
Number 81.
What potential problem does the speaker mention?
Number 82.
What is the listener asked to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Hello, food fans. This is Kathy's Kitchen Live. Before we get started today, I want to emphasize that all month, viewers who comment on our website have the chance to win special prizes. What are you waiting for? Today, we're going to talk about Huber's Foods' new pre-packaged pasta meals. They're a tasty option for days when you don't want to spend hours staring at a recipe. And I'm really excited to say that Isaiah Huber himself is about to join me. He founded Huber Foods last year after winning a cooking contest on this very network. He's going to tell us all about how these delicious meals are made. Welcome, Mr. Huber.
Number 83.
What are listeners encouraged to do on a website?
Number 84.
What will be discussed on the broadcast?
Number 85.
What does the speaker say Mr. Huber will do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop. All right, the purpose of this workshop is to enhance the quality of your sales presentations. Making a sale depends on your delivering an effective sales message, but buyers may not believe that your product fits their needs. So, today we'll go over some techniques to get potential customers to overcome their doubts and buy your products. We'll begin with a role play. I'll distribute this handout that describes a common sales situation, and you'll act as salespeople and potential customers. Now, I'm sure many of you find this kind of activity embarrassing, and it might make you feel shy, but in the sales field, there's no room for that. So, let's get started.
Number 86.
What is the workshop about?
Number 87.
What will the workshop include?
Number 88.
What does the speaker mean when he says, "There's no room for that"? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for coming today. I know you're all experienced servers, but some training will still be necessary before our restaurant opens. We want to be completely ready on opening night. Now, I was hoping to begin by showing you the facilities, but unfortunately, we can't go into the kitchen right now. The construction team is still replacing the flooring. So let's focus on getting to know each other for now. I'm Inga, the co-owner of this restaurant. Sharon, the other co-owner, will join us in a minute. She's trying to keep everything organized as it comes in, and the dishware was just delivered. Norma, why don't you introduce yourself next?
Number 89.
Who most likely are the listeners?
Number 90.
Why does the speaker say they will not visit the kitchen?
Number 91.
Why does the speaker say,
"The dishware was just delivered"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
If you're tired of taking your trash and recyclables all the way to a drop-off center, it's time to give Siskin Disposal a call. Our curbside pickup subscription makes getting rid of your trash simple. Just choose the container sizes and pick up frequency that suit you. Fill the containers as necessary and let us do the rest. As of this year, we've even become licensed to haul potentially harmful items like batteries or pesticides to the appropriate center. Siskin Disposal is the best around. But don't just take our word for it. Visit our website to see glowing evaluations from our current customers. When you're ready to sign up, our operators will be standing by.
Number 92.
What kind of business is being advertised?
Number 93.
What does the speaker mention is now offered?
Number 94.
What are listeners encouraged to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and coupon.
Liz, I wanted to touch base about the outing to celebrate our big sales increase last quarter. We're still holding it at Arden's Amusement Complex on July 15th from 1 to 8 that evening. Most invited people are from your sales team, so we'll have no more than 20 people attending. We have that coupon for the park, but we can't use it. We'll need to pay full price for our entrance. But it's all right. We have the budget for it. Oh, and the director gave me permission to rent a bus to take us all there together. I'll be sending around a memo soon with all the details.
Number 95.
What most likely is being celebrated?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. What will prevent the speaker from using the coupon?
Number 97.
What does the speaker say about the outing? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and schedule.
Everyone, let's get started with today's seminar. First, I need to draw attention to a change to our calendar. Our March seminar has been postponed until further notice because of a scheduling conflict. So far, nothing has been mentioned about April. Anyway, despite this change, I want to emphasize that these seminars are important. The ideas you come up with today, for example, will be used to update our training manual next week. So please make an effort to participate. Now, I'd like you to divide yourselves into groups of 3 to 4 people. Don't forget to bring your handouts with you. Go ahead.
Number 98.
Look at the graphic. Which seminar has been postponed?
Number 99.
What will the speaker's company do next week?
Number 100.
What will the listeners most likely do next?